I'm Lyle Pova, and I'm the founder of the Drum Run Adventure Tour.
Can you tell me what Drum Run is all about and what inspired you to start it?
Yes, for sure. So Drum Run is a fundraiser for BC Children's Hospital, and it brings together two of my personal passions, which is, two of them are drumming and running. And then to bring in BC Children's Hospital, where I've worked for one day a week for 32 years, just seemed like a perfect marriage of those three things, the drumming, the running, and a fundraiser for BC Children's Hospital. And by the way, the benefactor of all the funds we raise is the Child Life Department. And, you know, just they do so much, but just in a few words, they provide all the resources for kids to be kids.
Could you describe where you started, how long this run is, and maybe when you started this leg? Because I believe you came through Smithers last week. So if you could kind of just describe where you are on your tour.
Yes, exactly. So we started in Victoria, and the Drum Run Adventure Tour is a four-leg tour, which involves Vancouver Island, the Highway of Tears, where we're at now, the Okanagan, and then the Lower Mainland. So basically Vancouver Island, drum circles in six communities, and I, Lyle, run between each of those communities and then facilitate the drum circles. So we went on Vancouver Island from Victoria, Duncan, Nanaimo, Qualicum Beach, Courtney Comox, and Campbell River, caught the ferry. Now we're on the Highway of Tears, Prince Rupert, Terrace, Hazelton, Smithers, Burns Lake, Fraser Lake, Vanderhoof, Prince George.
Yeah.
So we continue the tour, and our next drum circle is actually in Burns Lake. So we had a great circle in Smithers. I have really got to know some of the people and the businesses here in Smithers, so much so that we're considering a Drum Run 2.0 to maybe do this again next year.
And having a drum circle as part of this tour is definitely unique. How do you think that it changes the experience for people?
So drum circles are fairly unique, as you're mentioning, and many people have not participated in a drum circle. The magic of a drum circle is that it's all about, well, the drum, and it's about building community. So people, even though they might think that they're, you know, incapable or not very skilled at rhythm, that's not my experience as a facilitator. Everybody has a heartbeat. So we are much more skilled than we might think we are. So we provide all the drums. We have almost 100 drums. We set up a circle of chairs, maybe in concentric circles if it's a larger group. And we put a drum at every chair. And then I lead people in an experience of the drum circle. So it's very beginner friendly. We provide the drums, so all people have to do is just show up. And it's a tremendous community builder. People feel so great and connected after the experience.
Do you have a monetary goal that you're aiming to raise?
Yes. At the moment, we are looking at $100,000 by the end of the tour.
How far along are you on that goal?
We're at about $35,000. Now, this is a first time out. So what we expect to happen is that once we get to the Okanagan, and then, of course, the final leg, Hope to Vancouver, that amount will be reached and surpassed.
Can you tell me where your drum circle will be happening and when you plan to be going through Burns Lake? And lastly, how people can support you?
Lovely. Okay, so Burns Lake is on Tuesday the 17th, and we will be at the Lake District Secondary School, 6:30 to 8:30. In terms of support, the greatest support is to come out and experience the drum circle, right? I think, of course, we're looking for donations as this fundraiser for BC Children's Hospital sort of rolls through the province. And yes, just to pass the word would be fantastic.
Do you have a website or a page that people can go to something online that people can find a little more information about you or maybe follow your journey?
For sure, yes. So the website is drumrun.org. Now, for any media outlets, we send people to drumrun.org/media.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck on the rest of this tour, and you sound pretty upbeat. I spoke to someone who was doing a marathon a little while ago, and he was exhausted when I spoke to him. He was doing a fundraising marathon, and it's nice to hear you sounding so upbeat.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I do have my moments because, like many sort of adventure, you know, endeavors, this is more like an odyssey for me. It's super inspiring. It's super challenging at times, right? Mm-hmm. Today will be 35 kilometers in the rain, you know, and I just conquered the Hungry Hill. So that was quite an achievement.
Yeah, we're familiar with it. I mean, I've never even biked up Hungry Hill. I just look at it in my car and feel tired.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so inspired by this cause. And when you have an opportunity to work with kids that, you know, are sometimes, you know, saddled with, you know, incredibly devastating conditions, and they demonstrate even at a young age such amazing resiliency, I just go, you know what, I can run 35 kilometers, right, and facilitate drum circles.
Yeah.
So that really inspires me. So and we have a great team working with us as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the team.
There's some of that unbiased team support there.
Right.
Okay. But, well, Lyle and Errol, thank you so much for giving me the time and speaking to me today about your cause.
Oh, it's so fun.